started his suicide dictating on Angela Moorman. That is M-O, M as in Mary, M-O-O-R-M-A-N, Moorman. Angela, A-N-G-E-L-A. Moorman is M-O-O-R-M-A-N, M as in Mary. Date of consultation is 2/24. And date of birth is 6/16/47. 6/16/47. Date of consult was 2/24/22. Please make copy for Dr. Diana Toro. That's T-O-R-O, T as in Thomas. Diana, D-I-A-N-A, Toro, M-D. Next paragraph. Dear Diana, thank you for sending Angela Moorman for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph is for the illness. This is a 74-year-old lady who has a history of COPD, has been experiencing shortness of breath with activity, and has been on inhaled bronchodilators, but not on any home oxygen. The patient has some cough, wheezing, and trouble ambulating due to shortness of breath. She has used Breo, B-R-E-O, Breo Ellipta, 100 micrograms, one puff a day. And her most recent chest CT was done in 10/11/21. And it showed two tiny pulmonary nodules in the right upper lobe, which were unchanged from a prior CT. There was resolution of areas of atelectasis in the right middle lobe, and mild lingular atelectasis was noted in the left lung, and small nodes in the mediastinum which were stable. Next paragraph. The past history, the patient's past history has included history of rheumatoid arthritis, history of COPD, and history for C-spine fusion at C4 to C7 with a plate. She also had cataract surgery of both eyes and had bunion surgery and foot surgery on the left and right, and right elbow surgery. She had nasal surgery for a fracture, and she had a dog bite of her hand many years ago. Requiring repair, and also has had trigger thumb and finger surgery. She had a hysterectomy and C-section times two. Next paragraph, habits the patient smoked half pack per day for 45 years. And is trying to quit. No significant alcohol use. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of heart disease. Mother died of CHF. Next paragraph. Medalist included Brio, Ellipta, 100 micrograms, 1 puff a day. Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs, PRN, Simvastatin, 40 milligrams, HS, and 1 aspirin daily. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has shortness of breath, persistent cough, and no wheezing. She has no fatigue or weight loss. She has cataracts of both eyes. She has no hoarseness or nosebleeds. Denies hay fever or asthma. She has heartburn and no abdominal pains or diarrhea. Denies chest or leg pain and no palpitations, but has some leg edema. There's no depression or anxiety. She has joint pains and muscle aches. Denies seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph. Physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female is alert and no acute distress. There's no pallor, cyanosis, or lymphadenopathy, but has mild leg edema. Blood pressure is 110 over 60, pulse 75, respiration 16, temperature 97.2, weight is 107, saturation 98. HENT head norms, spheric, pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, he has no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with diminished breath sounds to the basis. Scattered wheezes in the upper lung fields, no crackles on either side. Heart, the absence of irregular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, a mild edema, decreased peripheral pulses, reflexes are brisk with no gross motor upsets. Cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions are noted. Next impression, number one, COPD with emphysema. And number two is history of hyperlipidemia. Number three, nicotine dependency. Number four, lung nodules. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to quit cigarette smoking and use a nicotine patch. Also advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies, and advised to get a CT chest in 8 weeks to evaluate the lung nodules. So we'll continue the Brio at the present time, and Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs, PRN, and a follow-up visit be arranged approximately 2 months. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Diana Toro, T-O-R-O, M-D. Thank you.